We do it at 15 and 45 KSL News Time. 4:50, we have to get you home. Emergency traffic now. Listen closely.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Now it's just a matter of trying to get through these delays. We still have a right lane block with a crash southbound I-15 Bangor Highway. But from downtown Salt Lake City to Lehigh, you are pushing 55 to 60 minutes for a KSL travel time. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper to Midvale. Brandon Crow.
Wet and wild weather on the west side, giving way to an accident southbound on I-215's westbound at California Avenue. Cars blocking the center lane, causing heavy slowing. On the other side of the freeway, we've got an accident northbound I-215's westbound just after I-80. In Utah County, no accidents at the moment, but still seeing delays north and southbound I-15 from the point down of the American Fork. Mark?
Yeah, you've got northbound I-15, northbound 215, and Legacy Parkway delays headed north out of the city. You pretty much got a continual slowdown northbound, varying in speed through Davis County all the way up to and past Clearfield. Looks like the wreck has been cleared up at 650 North. All lanes are open, but it is ugly drive in Davis County, Highway 89. KSL Traffic Trooper Bill says it's a joke, taking 35 minutes to go from Lagoon to I-84. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff. All My Sons is insured, accredited A with a Better Business Bureau. For information, call Star Star Move or allmysons.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.